الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي من علينا بمواسم الخيرات وحثنا على اغتنام الأوقات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite praise and shukr and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with this sacred month, with these sacred days, with these sacred moments, and within which we seek His bounty, we seek His benevolence, we seek His mercy, and we seek all of those treasures that He has placed within the times and the days and the days and the nights. And we send peace and blessings upon our noble, most beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his noble and purified family, and upon the righteous companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah azza wa jal accept our gathering, accept our ikhlas, accept our listening, our acting, and this moment, and make this a day a means for our forgiveness and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. As you know, it is the will, the command, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide whatever He wants, whenever He wants, to place a certain amount of barakah or prestige or honor are upon a certain time or a certain place or a certain moment. This is all the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His will. And it is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given certain preferences to certain places and certain times over others. Just like certain prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. They are all the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, certain have been given a hierarchy over others, a preference over others. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected certain times, certain moments, certain days and certain months, and given them a certain honor and nobility over other times and places. And we know for the weekly basis, Friday is the best day for Muslims. It is the Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader and the master of all of the days within the week. And we know for the Muslims, Ramadan is the best month throughout the year. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed His barakah, His rahmah, His maghfirah, and so many other treasures that are contained within the month of Ramadan. And within Ramadan, we have the beautiful, the most prestigious night, the Laylatul Qadr, the best night of Ramadan. And from the days of Arafah is the best day of the year. And likewise, the first 10 days of the month of Zulhijjah, the month that we will be entering very soon, these first 10 days are the most blessed days for Muslims throughout the year. So this is the Nizam, the Qadr, the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever He wants. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْهَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. That by the daybreak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is taking an oath by the day which is about to begin, and also by the 10 nights. And all of the mufassirun, the majority of the people who do the sharha, the commentary, the exegesis of the Qur'an, they all agree, or most of them agree, that these 10 nights are in reference to the first 10 days and the 10 nights of the month of Zulhijjah, the prestigious days and the prestigious nights of the month of Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries on to say, by the even and the odd, and by the passing night, are these oaths not strong enough for a rational person? I.e. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by the day, by the night, by the odd days and the nights, and all of these things that are taking place within our lifetimes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that pay heed, pay attention, these particular 10 days that I am taking an oath by, they must be of significance. They must be of some great reward, some great barakah. And therefore you must go and seek this reward and barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed. Sometimes if we haven't been somewhere and our family members have gone to a particular restaurant, or they have traveled to a particular area or a country, and they say, I swear, you have to go there. It's the best place ever. They've got the best falooda, they've got the best pakoria, they've got the best kebabs, they've got the best ice creams. I swear, you have to go and you have to taste it. And because if they said it to you normally, you wouldn't pay that much heed. But because they are swearing, it shows the gravity of what they are saying, the importance of what they are saying, and the sincerity and the power of what they are saying as well when they take an oath by a particular place or a time. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, He does not need to take an oath, but to reinforce and to remind us and to encourage us to seek these particular days and nights, especially the 10 nights of the month of Zulhijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that go and seek these days and nights, and you will see how much barakah, abundant barakah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the first 10 days and nights of Zulhijjah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthermore in other verses of the Quran mentions to attain benefits and to mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on specified days, which is in relation to the first 10 days of the month of Zulhijjah. وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمُ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. The very well-known days are the first 10 days of the month of Zulhijjah. So this is ultimately the season of Hajj, the days and nights of Hajj, which can transform the lives of those who are embarking upon this sacred journey and returning back to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those who are unable to travel and return back to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nevertheless they can still seek these rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the 10 days and nights of Ramadan by abundantly worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing shukr, by doing tawbah, by doing istighfar, by doing the tahleel and the hamd, and so many other various aspects that they can engage in, and to be part and parcel of those beautiful caravans that are returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that there are no days in which righteous deeds, honorable deeds, pious deeds, righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these first 10 days of the month of Zulhijj. So we know from the verses, explicit verses of the Quran, and similarly from the sahih ahadith, explicit ahadith mentioning and statements of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that there is nothing greater that you can do. There is no greater moment, no greater day, no greater days or weeks that you can have blessed to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. And therefore, we must not just allow them to go by. We must just not just think of them like this normally ordinary days, and let's just get to the day of Eid and then we'll celebrate and then we'll enjoy. No, these 10 days and 10 nights are there for us to maximize our ibadah. Just like the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that the night before Eid, whether Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, that person who stays engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart will not die towards the end of his time. His heart will still be illuminated when he is here, when he is facing his death, and also his heart will be illuminated when he will be returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to seize these days and seize these moments are very, very important for us to understand. Salah itself, if you look at the ordinary salah, salah is an act of obedience, an act of devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the month of Hajj and the acts of Hajj are acts of love and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are acts of unity. And within the first 10 days, all of the beautiful pillars of Islam are combined within the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, within the month of Zulhijjah, where people are not only saying La ilaha illallah, are not only praying and worshipping to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not also just giving zakat and sadaqat and khairat in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are also fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are also completing that final, that penultimate, the pinnacle of their lifetime, the Hajj, and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hajj combines all of the beautiful pillars of Islam and enables a person, an individual who is there returning to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to really maximize his rewards and to really attain that qurba, that proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we also, those who are left behind, who are unable to travel and return to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, need to maximize this opportunity of the days and the nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in the month of Zulhijj. And the first few things that we can do, and just as reminders for us all, is first and foremost, do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given you, who has bestowed you with this sacred month. Just like every year when you have Ramadan, it's an opportunity for you to give abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has returned this beautiful month of Ramadan. And similarly, the month of Hajj is a great opportunity for those 10 days are unlike and they are unparalleled in comparison to the remaining days throughout the year as per the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So first and foremost, do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has bestowed these days, these nights to you. And secondly, you need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah means to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to do, to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the bad deeds that we have may have been doing or that we are currently doing, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for those misdeeds, forgive us for those sins, and to promise ourselves that we will not return to those things, those evil deeds or those sins, because this perhaps may be our last opportunity to see the 10 days and the 10 nights of the month of Zulhijj. Who knows whether we will be here again next year. Many of our beloved friends and family members here in this very community were with us just a few weeks ago, and they are no longer here now with us. So nobody knows when the time will be up. There is no guarantee with your life or your health or anything else. It is all in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, to seize the opportunity that you have before you and to maximize the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with by doing abundant shukr and also by doing abundant tawbah and istighfar and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing that you can do is also to pray as much as you can in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Frequent the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you know, in various ahadith, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that ahabbul biladi wa khairul bilad, that the best places in the law, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, masajiduha, are His masajid, are His homes. And therefore we must go to the places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be here. And especially in the 10 days and 10 nights of Zulhijjah, we need to be here as much as possible. Not just because we receive 27 times more reward for praying in jama'ah in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because these are the most sacred days throughout the entire year, and the deeds that we can do during these 10 days are the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine every single step that you take. Imagine the wudu that you do and the purification that you achieve from your home all the way till the masjid. And the zikr and the tawbah and the istighfar and the Qur'an al-Pak and all of the other forms of ibadah that you do. Imagine the reward that you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially for prayer, for the fajr prayer as well. As you know, in the verse that I recited in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by the morning, by the dawn, by the daybreak, by fajr. Wal fajri wa layalin ash. And therefore, in these 10 days and 10 nights of Zulhijjah, we must try more so to come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Salatul Fajr and to pray with Jama'ah Salatul Fajr in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to remain in the masjid for as long as you can, at least up until sunrise, and 20 minutes post sunrise, you should pray your ishraq and then do abundant dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing this, not only will you illuminate your heart and you will purify your soul, but you also be reviving a beautiful tradition of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As you know, in this day and age, everybody loves their comfort, everybody loves their sleep, everybody loves to do the bare minimum and get the maximum rewards. But in order for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to do those actions and those deeds that were done by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And praying fajr and praying your ishraq and duha are very, very important sunnahs of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And by reviving these, you'll revive your heart, you'll revive your soul, and you'll bring barakah not only in your own life, you'll bring barakah within your home, you'll bring barakah within your community, within your society. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that towards the end of time, those people who hold on to one of my sunnahs or to revive one of my sunnahs, even though it will be difficult for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the reward of 70 shaheed shuhada. Of 70 shuhada, the equivalent reward of 70 shuhada will be given to those people who, in spite of the difficulty and the trials and the tribulations, and because of the society, they will still maintain the beautiful sunnahs and revive the sunnah. Those people will be given this great reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what greater moment, what greater opportunity to revive the sunnah, to implement the sunnah, than in the blessed and sacred days of Zulhijjah, on the first 10 days and 10 nights of Zulhijjah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is showering upon all of the Muslims throughout the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, here are the rewards. I've taken an oath by the days, I've taken an oath by the nights, I've taken an oath by these 10 days, by this particular month. So why is it that we just ignore it and not maximize this opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with? And then the next thing that we can do is to observe fasting in the first 9 days of Zulhijjah. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that indeed anyone who fasts for one day for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the rida, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will keep his face away from the fire of hell of a distance of 70 years. This is how far away you will be distanced from the fire of hell when you have kept a fast to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is more importantly in relation to the first 9 days of Zulhijjah and those people who fast during the 9 days of Zulhijjah as well. But as you know, we are not permitted to fast on the days of festivities, i.e. the day of Eid al-Fitr and similarly the day of Eid al-Adha and the 2 days after as well. You're not permitted to fast on those particular days. So just be careful and wary. Just the first 9 days, and then on the 10th, 11th and 12th you do not fast, and you can follow onwards after that on the 13th, etc. But you do not fast on the day of Eid al-Adha and the 2 days afterwards. Next thing that you can do is try not to miss the fast on the day of Arafah. For those people who are there on Hajj, it's very difficult for them, especially in the current temperatures of 50 degrees plus, where they don't really have the same luxuries that we have here, but you are in your own comfort, within your own home, within your own community, and therefore you have this opportunity to fast on the day of 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah. And this is something, there is a huge reward mentioned by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that it expiates, that it washes away, it removes the sins of the preceding year and also of the following year. Just this one fast on this one day. So you're not under the scorching sun and the heat in Saudi Arabia, in Arafah or anywhere else. You're in the comfort of your own home, within your own community, and you could still receive this huge reward given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of having your sins washed away from the previous year and also of the coming year as well. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam furthermore mentions there is no day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees a greater number of his slaves from the fire of hell than the day of Arafah. And what great day to be in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the day of Arafah, where you are fasting, where you are giving sadaqat and khairat, doing zikr or azkar, reading the Quran, doing the tahajjud, doing the shirak and doing the duha and various other prayers in complete obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll become worthy of being one of those people who will be freed from the fire of hell on the day of Qiyamah. Similarly, we can also do an abundant amount of supplication, dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and most importantly on the day of Arafah. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that the best supplication is that of the day of Arafah. And the best thing that I and other prophets before me said is that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah just one, and he has no partner. To him belongs the sovereignty and all praise, and he has power over all things. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulku wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. This is the best dua that you can be repeating on the day of Arafah. And do dua from your heart in your own language, whatever vernacular that you want, in your own language, in your own style, in your own method and way. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever you want after reciting this dua. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. This dua will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your other preceding du'as as well. And try also to do something new this year as well, in this particular month, on these particular 10 days of Zulhijjah as well. Try to increase in your ilm, in your taqwa, in your knowledge, and in your practice of your deen as well. Not just carry on your old traits, but learn new beautiful characteristics of the Quran, of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And our deen is a deen of action. It's not just a deen of repetition or recitation. It is a deen of ilm. It is a deen of ilm plus amal. And ilm is very, very important, because this is the first command given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek knowledge, knowledge which benefits you, knowledge which transforms you, knowledge which enhances you and makes you a better Muslim, a better individual, a better neighbor, a better friend, a better father, a better person in every single capacity and facet of your life. And therefore, in these 10 days and nights of Zulhijjah, try to at least abundantly, as much as possible, learn something new to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, maintain your family relations. As you know, this is the month wherein Muslims throughout the world unify. Muslims from Africa, Muslims from Asia, from Indonesia, from the subcontinent, from Americas, everywhere throughout the world, they are all coming and saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. These are all Muslims throughout the world, irrespective of their culture and their background. They are unifying and uniting together as one ummah, as one family, as one nation. And therefore, we also have a huge duty as brothers, as sisters, as neighbors, as cousins, as family members, as Muslims, to make sure that we maintain our family relationships with each other as well. This is an important aspect to maintain for those people who are alive, and also most importantly for those people who have passed away. Make sure you pray for them, make sure you do dua for them, make sure you remember them in kind words, go and visit them and go to their graves and do dua for them there as well. And if you are unable to go, so at least do dua from your home, from your heart as well. Give abundant charity. This is a beautiful day, a beautiful month for us to give charity as much as possible. And make sure that you recite the takbirat of tashreeq. These are very, very important. It's wajib, it's necessary for every single male adult and female adult to recite the takbirs after the fard salah from the fajr of the 9th of Zulhijjah to the asr of the 13th of Zulhijjah, which is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahilhamd. The minimum, absolute minimum, is once. Whereas if you increase in that, that's entirely up to you, but the sunnah is one, which is where you are repeating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, Allah azza wa jal is the greatest, there is no deity beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greatest, and all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And you should be reciting this audibly, i.e. loudly, so that everybody can follow and participate in that as well. Whereas women, they say that in a softer tone, in a lower tone as well. And finally, for those people who reach the nisab, for those people who have savings, they should also follow in the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, of doing qurbani, of giving and sacrificing the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in order for you to achieve the final stage, make sure you purify yourself and your nafs and your heart and your soul and do all of those things yourself before you reach that stage of qurbani, when you're going and you're helping out other people as well as much as you can, which is qurbani, the symbol of obedience and devotion and love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand the majesty and the beauty and the sacredness of this month, Zulhijjah, the 10 days and 10 nights of Zulhijjah, and to maximize our ibadat during the days and nights of Zulhijjah. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله